Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
They never win.
That's still true.
But love them just like I love you.
Oh, man. Sounds like it's happening all over
yep.
again.
Yep. Go ahead.
Daddy made me love the dolphins. I'm sorry that he done such a thing. But it's my lot. To love the dolphins, just don't expect a ring.
Everybody now.
Daddy made me love the dolphins so many times. I ask myself why, but it's my lot to love the dolphins, although they made me cry.
Oh, man, that's beautiful. Thank you very much there.
Horrible good memories. Right?
So that
I feel like
was,
that's going to be my kids singing.
You know what's
about
so funny?
Years.
That yeah. Zach, that goes back.
A long
people
time.
Wondering. So my brother-in-law, Jamie,
yep.
and my nephew, Zach, who just live and die with the team, a lot less now, did that years ago and put that together.
Genius.
Not knowing that when we go through hard times, it was always there for us.
Our
it's
therapy
beautiful.
Right there.
Just
yeah.
very emotional.
We haven't played that in a while. We needed to bring
well, he's
thing
a
up.
Lot older. He's actually up at Florida now going to school. He's a Gator.
Wow, smart kid.
Doing real well.
Obviously.
But they literally sat down drinking cold beer, and he's just a little kid, and they're feeding him beer.
Right.
And they just wrote the lyrics to this thing and put it together. I thought it was nicely yeah. done.
Sounds a little different now, right, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah he dropped a pair. He's fine.
I'd like to hear the remix
like
now.
Yeah.
Daddy made yeah. me love the...
Right. It'd be a lot different. Oh, gosh, man. 9-yard slider. God.
Is that going to be the one thing we remember at the season's over?
Irving went like 9... Yeah, we got the 9-yard slider.
Right.
Yeah. Got him.
Got
Bam.
Him.
Got everybody.
He did. They
Aaron,
did.
Aaron, we thought you were a dumbass. You're smarter than all of us, man. We thought you were.
I mean, it was a genius move.
There.
Genius move by, and no one was ready for it.
Oh, man. Okay. Go ahead. Woody, 305-567-056. We can never read them all.
No.
But let it rip. Grip and rip.
Next GM, Pioli or Lombardi?
Yes.
Zach's been big on this Chris Greer
for a
thing.
Long
for a
time.
Long time.
That's,
he has.
Which is fine.
But I think
well,
a lot of people
you,
a lot of
you
people are.
Want to replace him, Zach?
Who do I want to replace him? Honestly, right now at this point, it doesn't matter.
Well, you, Joe?
So
sure.
No, you got to go. You there's a couple things. You got to look at recently who's had good drafts.
Okay.
If that's what you're going to do.
Right.
You got to look at who's having again those successful drafts and a key guy. And by the way, they all know in every organization
let me
who those guys
Google
are.
Google assistant general manager LA Chargers.
And not Jeff Ireland coming back for a
no,
second time.
No, no,
time.
I'm looking up assistant GM for the LA Chargers right now. Hold on. Because so far that would be all right.
Yeah. It's a slow developing two draft classes. We're calling it a very slow developing two draft classes.
Right.
And that way you can blame, if you're looking to go blame somewhere else, it kind of leaves a couple doors on the side you can go out if you want to blame the coaching or
yeah,
something
the emergency
else.
Doors, you mean? Yeah, that's it.
All right.
All right, I'm trying my best for you guys here. These things are coming in, and some we can read, some we can't. But,
yeah, if you curse, we can't read them because right. you can get in trouble for cursing. And who
Is
wants to
so?
Get me in trouble? Go ahead. What do you
got? I didn't know you weren't supposed to curse. Yeah. We get a text here from 786. Let's fire a coach every 3 years like Nebraska, Tennessee, FSU, so we can never be great. Be careful what you wish for. It is true, by the way. Every time you fire a coach, like if the Canes do fire Manny at the end of the season, you're going to lose every recruit for the most part.
You got to tell me before you start. I didn't know where you were going.
Right. I'm glad you said that.
I know if you were going Canes or Dolphins.
Until the end of that, I didn't realize.
In fairness, I probably should specify which team.
Right. Yeah.
This is Dolphins related. Simple question. Who would have helped this team more, three down back Najee Harris or Jalen Phillips?
Oh, yeah, by far, Najee Harris.
I mean,
yeah,
right.
No, by far. No. Hey, by the way, everything goes right now. Everything's fair. And there's going to be a lot of people that had favorite players in the draft. And by the way, some of you probably didn't, but it's a good time to jump on knowing that the Dolphins could have got one of these guys. Bo's a big Najee Harris guy.
Right.
It's up to Kim Bocamper. I'm sure Bo yesterday was thinking, we'd have got that first down with him maybe. But I said, I don't know, man. Guy beat that play up pretty good right off the bat.
But I don't know which analyst it was yesterday in the post game on NFL Network, or maybe it was ESPN, that said, you stick with the third pick overall, you take Chase, then you take Najee Harris later in the draft. You're telling me that wouldn't have been a better first round for the Dolphins this year? And you get your first round pick the year after.
We have to stop getting cute.
I know.
Stop getting cute with moving up and moving down, right. And I'm sitting there getting rehab one day, and we move out of that pick, and then, 20 minutes later, we jump back up.
Right back, right. And lose another first.
And lose another, like, stop it. Stop it.
Right.
Ugh. All right, some more post-game criticism here. Post-game guys don't need to be maniacs. They just need to not be excuse-making simps like Rashad Butler. By the way, I wish this text would say that to Rashad's face.
So wait a second. Punk. Is Rashad doing the I know Rashad. Is Rashad doing the post? I didn't know that.
He is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's he doing it with?
Alex Dono.
Dono.
Poor Dono.
Yep.
I'm telling you, man.
I've done the post-game show the last 7 years. You guys never felt bad for me.
Do you know I filled in once for Hollywood on the post-game show for UM? It was the Duke.
Yeah.
Nine when they did the end of the game?
The lateral game.
The lateral? Yeah. That's the one I did with Benny Blades. I filled in one time. That was the game I filled out of the postgame.
If you decide, it'd be a great way to break in the business. I'd love to do some postgame shows.
You'll be burnt
and you go,
out.
Are you sure? Do you know what you're getting into?
Right.
You've never been called names before, you're going to hear. If your team's bad and they don't think you're tough enough on those people, they're going to beat the hell out of you.
Man.
And a lot of texts coming. Apparently, OJ got after it pretty good yesterday. I didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it either. Right.
So if he did.
No, I mean, after that game.
He's a fan, too. This is not easy. And you got to sit there for 2 hours and do the postgame show. I don't envy any of those guys.
We didn't lose because of Tua, but we couldn't win with him. Do you think Marino in his second year would have gotten the Dolphins into scoring position? Just stop him, Marino.
Yeah, right. We got. Right. By the way,
texting in this morning. By the way, a lot of Marino stuff.
We got. Let me just say this for Dan Marino. You already know all the stuff. You've been down here a long time. Dan Marino and whatever we've thrown out there the last 20 some years have nothing in common.
Nothing.
So leave his name
right
out of this. First of all, he wouldn't be thinking about on 3rd and 6 throwing a short pass. He'd be telling his guys, get ready to let it rip down the sideline. It's coming to you. If that safety cheats over, I'm coming to you in the middle. That's how it worked. They're blitzing. Don't worry about the blitz. My release, it'll be gone. They had nothing. So we got to leave him. What would Marino do?
Stop with the Danny talk.
Are we going to start doing 1 hour a week? What would Marino do?
No, because I don't want to do that. That's not fair to anyone out there.
How about,
that's not fair to us. That's not fair to Danny. That's not fair to the organization.
No, we got to somehow get Marino involved. Let him get a little.
Let him do the postgame show.
Texter points out, Joe, I thought you were going to do the postgame show and start taking calls if we lost. That is true.
I did
not do that. You did. Now I think,
but I didn't say yesterday.
Yeah, that's true. So what?
Because that wasn't really a home game.
Falcons?
Right. It wasn't really a home game.
I did open my big mouth.
You did.
Yeah, because I said I was offered the post game show, and then you called me a coward for not accepting.
So who does the Dolphins local post game?
Dono.
He'd be thrilled to have you on.
Yeah. We have a 1 o'clock game this week?
I don't know.
It, I mean, probably. Yeah, it's got to be.
No, it's the Sunday night game. They flexed it.
Falcons, Dolphins, flexed.
NBC and, was like, please.
Maybe they flexed it to Nickelodeon.
I mean, you guys.
Is it a 1 o'clock game? I had to stare at you and laugh.
Man.
Were you serious when you said
that?
Oh,
I knew the answer, but again. I knew you guys were going to blast me.
Like, is there any other? I mean, they play the Ravens on Thursday night.
No. Who else do we have at home?
Saints Monday Night Football.
Here?
No, in New Orleans.
No, it's got to be a game I'm here. I can't do a post game.
Oh, no. Okay, so you got a home game against the Falcons and a home game against the Texans coming up in 2 weeks.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll do the
24th or the 7th.
I'll do the post for the Texans.
Don't pick the game that maybe they could win.
Why? I said. You think that's a guarantee we win that the way we're playing?
I want you to do the Jets game if they lose to the Jets. That's what I want you to do.
Oh, man.
That would be horrible.
All right. I'll tell you what. I'll take the Jets.
That's on November 21st.
Is it 1 o'clock?
Wait, no, it's December 19th. It's 1 o'clock. Of course it's going to be.
All our games are 1 o'clock.
Although that might be a Saturday thing, huh? You don't want to do a Saturday post game, do you?
I may have to. I made a commitment. And you guys apparently and these people, because I open my big mouth and
why
I don't
let it go.
Why don't
we just get like one of those things where someone throws the baseball and like dunks
but
you
I'm
in
taking
a thing of water?
Huh?
Let's just get like
a dunk tank?
Yeah, let's
just
get
a dunk tank?
Like, screw your post game show, man. Like, I don't want you protected over here. Like, let's just get you out in the parking lot over here.
No, and I don't want text that day. I want to open up the phones and let them rip.
Yeah.
I want drunk guys that had 12 beers calling in.
Right.
Is there still a dump button? No, I have to have somebody working with
it. It doesn't work.
Yeah, someone.
It doesn't work?
Oh, jeez.
I don't know. I'm just kidding.
It's weird because
he's not here today. Oh, shoot. I was going to say we could. He's not here again. Well, he was here Friday. He wasn't here. He didn't work Friday.
Who are you talking about?
Our boss. Mm. He's in charge
he's
of making sure everything works.
A couple more days.
He got a lot on his mind, a lot of stuff to take care of. All right, give me one more to Woody.
Are you taking shots now?
Go ahead.
I'd love to get – we should get you in the parking lot in a dunk tank.
Nobody cares about a dunk tank. What is it, a circus?
Yeah, it is a circus.
Carnival?
Yes.
Come on. I mean, it's a little bit like a circus.
Lucky I decided the dunk tank. I just let people throw balls at you.
I wouldn't want to have to take this shirt off.
It's weird because the Jets game is the only game that does not have a time next to it. Were they worried about what time they're going to play that game?
TBA.
See if they're going to have it.
TBD. December 19th.
All right.
Are they worried that's going to be a Nickelodeon game? Is that why they're doing that?
There is a Nickelodeon game this year.
Yeah, it should be the Dolphins and Giants.
A slime game.
That's another one. Right.
Have a game where the kids can laugh and have fun.
By the way, have you seen the Nickelodeon show during the week, the highlight show?
No.
It's lovely. It's really good. My son likes to watch
it. I don't have a little one, Woody.
I don't know. Maybe you watch it.
You're so inferior. I get this stuff.
Hey, in seriousness, have the Dolphins made that show yet? You said it was a highlight show? Did they make the show yet?
Yeah. Okay. No. No, not at all. All right, right now
the dump button had some trouble during the post game.
We got it.
Oh, great.
We're getting texts here.
Fantastic. Is that what happened? Seriously?
I don't know.
I didn't know.
Right.
Some people are filling us in here. We don't know what happened.
Why would they think we would know what happened?
No idea.
I probably think we listen to the station when we're not here. But
right now, I want to tell you about my friends at Era Round the Clock Air Conditioning Company. That didn't sound like it was very passionate, but I really am passionate when I talk about my friends at Era Round the Clock. Eric, Mike, Chippy, Big Joe, and Brian, all the rest of them. Big Daddy Lenny. I know Big Daddy Lenny. I know him very well, and I know he would be very happy with his family-owned company. First of all, that it's still family-owned. It's got more than 120 trucks on the road every day, trained and certified technicians 7 days a week. See, Big Daddy was real big on, hey, guys, you realize you got to work Saturday and Sunday. We're going to rotate because people have air conditioning problems on a weekend, and we're about taking care of everybody's air conditioning problems, including if their air conditioning unit is completely dead. We want to be able to put them in even on the weekends. That's what Air Around the Clock does. They don't want you to have a hot house or a hot business, home, anything else, man. They're ready to take good care of you. They've been doing this a long, long time. Special financing. Very competitive prices at Air Around the Clock. And listen, they're all over Broward, all over Palm Beach, so they got you covered throughout, man. Ready to go for you right now when you call. I think you're going to be really happy. Go to 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. That's 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. Let Air Around the Clock take care of you. Tell them Joe Rose said you guys are pretty good. I'm going to give you one shot here, man, to show me what you can do. And oh, by the way, I want to let you know that Around the Clock Plumbing is all part of their Around the Clock. They got some of the best plumbers in the business. 855-PLUMBER, water heater, clogged toilets, or any other problems. Let's be honest. Everybody needs a good plumber. We got it at Around the Clock.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, it's the Dolphins Monday here on 560. The Joe's brought to you by Gunther Volkswagen Fort Lauderdale. Get your new Volkswagen with Gunther Plus at Gunther Volkswagen Fort Lauderdale or online at GuntherVW.net for car buying done your way. You got to go to Gunther.
All right, Zach, we appreciate all the text messages that are coming in. I'm guessing Twitter, too, at Joe Rose Show. For those of you that still pretty upset about the weekend of, again, they were close games, but Dolphin and Canes fans want wins.
Right.
I do too. Especially the Dolphins. They were favored to win. The Jags have lost 20 straight games in the NFL. 20 straight games. More than a full season of regular season games they've lost. And instead, the Dolphins go on that long trip to and by the way, early on in that game, the Jags begged the Dolphins, please put us away. Your game plan's really good. Just put us away. And that holding call changed everything. Not to blame one guy, but
no,
that holding
but
call.
Sometimes
next thing
it takes
you know,
one play to change the momentum, right?
And the next thing you know, before the half, they score, and then they score in the start second half. And you go from dominating the game, you're down. Just like that. Hey, Woody, what do you got, man? I got to stop talking. Go ahead.
Hey, you're okay. My stomach started hurting all of a sudden here. Having a rough morning.
You gonna be all right?
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Waiting for you to collapse in there or something.
Right. I may, bro. It's been a bad morning. Flying a plane now that says Steve Ross sell a team doesn't sound like such a bad idea now. Flying a plane with a banner is always a bad idea, though,
yeah,
isn't it?
You know,
here's a great idea. Joe, you and I can do the post-game show. That comes from Rick and Davey.
That would be –
there's
I would
an
tune
idea.
In for that.
They, yep. That should be the thing. You should have to do it with Rick and Davey.
I thought I already have Donald to work with if I come in there.
Yeah, but just being, I have to decide. Locked in a room with Rick.
So you guys okay with this? Because I've agreed to do it.
No, Dono.
What?
You can't have Dono.
Maybe he wants to make some money.
No. He'll deflect. You'll pay him. He'll deflect everything. No.
So now, wait a sec. So now I'm coming in. I got to pay Dono to be here.
And he doesn't have to work.
That seems fair.
I tried to do something here and say.
It's not that much.
I'll come in and sit in the other room if you'll pay me just to sit in there.
Oh, this guy will come in, right.
Yeah. Oh, we haven't had a lot of success getting you out here on those shows.
Nah, I'm not ruining my weekend.
No. What else you have?
Joe, at this point, I'm more interested in the trade deadline than the Dolphins games. Someone says Texans 24, Dolphins 23.
Oh.
It would be better if they just forfeited.
I got a bunch of stuff yesterday in the afternoon about Deshaun Watson stuff. About somebody said there's new stuff. I said, I haven't seen
it. New stuff. The only stuff we need to hear about at this point is that everything's okay on his end. And when are we going to hear that?
Joe is going into a dunk tank, only his body would fall in. Not sure the head would fit from DC Rob.
That's cold, DC. Yeah, there's no reason today. There's no reason for that today. What else, yeah?
In my opinion, the Dolphins' biggest issue, a young defensive-minded head coach hired offensive team, co-offensive coordinators, O-line coach, QB coach with no NFL experience.
So we did the offensive coach thing with
Philbin?
No, with our last coach, Adam.
Oh, Gase, Philbin. I'm just trying to think of the last couple of guys that were
all offensive. I blanked out on Adam already for just a second. Adam Gase.
Adam's probably happy about that. Forgot about him already.
We've had the offensive-minded coach.
We have. We've had a couple of them.
And he's totally away from the defense,
right.
And we know that doesn't work.
Right.
You got to have a guy that does both. But usually these guys, I know they don't like it. I know the coach doesn't like it. I think one of us asked him. And he goes, no, I'm not a defensive coach. I'm the head coach. But usually you come from a background of one or the other.
Right.
And listen, Coach Flores comes from a defensive background and a good one. Won a Super Bowl.
Why don't we switch it up and get a special teams coach in there? Someone who's not offensive-minded or defensive-minded, but just a coach.
Someone's trying to fill us in on what happened on the post-game yesterday.
No?
I don't like that idea. No?
No?
I
don't.
Apparently, O.J. was upset about Devontae Parker and others not playing hurt.
As opposed to injured.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, okay. I'm more upset with this Preston Williams thing. We had all these guys, and it was a one thing. Like, you go back this receiver position with 1, 2, and 3 and Waddle, to be fair, wherever you put him in there, those are going to be your top four guys. And they're all injured. We barely started the year, and Devontae's missed 2 games.
Right.
The other guy, I don't even know if, like you said, I don't even know if he wants to play.
I just don't know with Will Fuller anymore.
And now Preston Williams, who took forever to heal, was supposed to be ready to go. Maybe he's a slow healer or the injury takes extra time. He gets injured in practice, something after a nice teaser again. He's the greatest teaser, by the way, in the history of this franchise.
Preston Williams?
Oh, Preston
God,
by
of course,
himself.
Right.
He'll tease you with like, damn, that was a hell of a – oh, those catches. Aha, I'm injured.
I don't know. Devontae Parker's pretty good too, man. Remember he had that – what was it, 2 years? Was it 1 year ago or 2 years ago where he like – led the league in receiving the second half of the season and helped, like, I mean, single-handedly won me my fantasy.
Oh, it was a contract year.
I have never seen a guy.
He's the only time he's ever played well.
Have
contract
so
year.
Many hamstring problems. I literally.
Yeah, but when he was healthy that one time, he was unbelievable.
I don't know
best
how
receiver
he has
in the
had
damn league.
The hamstring problems. No, he jumped over everybody. He won the Olympic high jump. He jumped over everybody. What else you have?
Jeez.
Cheerleaders coach should be promoted to head coach. I don't know who coaches the cheerleaders.
I'm not sure who it is now either. Now you got me.
Joe, I have that Dolphin song so I can listen while I'm drinking beer at 1 in the afternoon during the game.
You have that song?
There's a lot of afternoon drinking. Yeah,
he says I have to have that song, right? So I don't know if he's got it or if he needs it.
Want to thank my brother-in-law.
Jamie and your nephew are very nice.
And my nephew are just good people and diehard Dolphin fans.
There's some hate. There's some
And in fairness – my nephew was really young when he decided to do that for us, and he's now he's a grown-ass man at Florida going to Gator
games. Smart kid.
Yeah, doing okay. Right. All right, well.
We're going to take a shower after this.
Oh, man, today's been rough.
Yep.
Well, listen, you think that's rough. Manny Diaz is coming up. We talked to
The Falcons next week, so you can get much better. They're bad. The Falcons
there's
are
only
bad.
One thing I can't see happen next week. Kyle Pitts just have the game of his life.
You know, we got a receiver coming home. Please tell me, is he injured?
Calvin Ridley, I don't know.
He's really good. We couldn't cover him when he was here for three days.
Dolphins are favored, by the way.
Oh, God.
Stop favoring us.
Jeez.
They will not be my lock of the week this week.
They better not be.
And by the way, we're going to tease you because we're going to jump out and really look good to start the game.
10-0?
All right. We
13?
Got,
yeah. 13?
All right. Right now, I want to talk about sports-related injuries since we've been talking about the Dolphin players. Hey, we are lucky. We have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard. Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute. Love talking about them. That's a sports medicine program. When you put all those great doctors together for every part of the body for athletes here in town. And then people ask me, Joe, where do the pros go? And I go, well, enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. They all have one thing in common for sure. They trust those same doctors for the Achilles, knee, shoulder, ankle, back, hip, and knee replacement. There's so many athletes from around the country. And by the way, team sports and individual sports that come down here to Coral Gables, to Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, better known as Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, but also a big part of Baptist Health South Florida. Physical therapist in-house to make sure you get the proper rehab. I can just go on and on about all the great things. And by the way, Broward County, listen to this one. They built a brand new facility right off 595 in Pine Island. Right there for you, so you don't have to go all the way down to Dade County. You can stay right there and see those same doctors, get that great therapy, get a great surgery, and get ready back out playing the sports you love the most. That's what it's all about, man. That's what they've been doing for a long, long time. And, yes, I know what you're thinking. Well, can I get in to see? They're seeing so many high school, college, and professional athletes. Yes. Yes, you can. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho and make an appointment today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.